Let's talk business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.
Welcome to Let's Talk Business with the BCCI. Today, our topic is 21st century skill building for a more productive economy. My guests today, Dr. Dion Greenidge, Senior Lecturer in Management Studies, the Sagicor Cave Hill School of Business and Management, and Mr. Paul Innes, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Sagicor Life Incorporated. So let's talk about 21st century skill building.
So when we think of the 21st century skills, we think about skills that are going to be fit for purpose. We're thinking about a digital era. We are thinking about an era that looks at resilience and sustainability of business. But what that speaks to is artificial intelligence, data analytics, using data to make strategic decisions and having those kind of skills. When you think from a leadership perspective, the leaders who then are able to navigate disruption and constant changes within the business environment, and who have a deep sense for responsibility and agility. So skills around agility, skills around digital transformation, technology in terms of data, and they've got data analytics for strategic decision-making when we think about the skills going forward for many organizations, especially when we think about the business landscape globally and regionally.
Yeah, so Carol, I'll add to what Dion shared. And I think the 21st century, if we put it that way, or we can say the current, a more modern business or economic environment requires a total different or skills and abilities that were not commensurate with the past, right? And there are a combination of skills and abilities that are required for the 21st century in order to actually create a more productive economy. If you look at the economies in Barbados and the Caribbean, one can argue that we are not at the optimal point, and therefore the question really is, do our people possess and have the skills that are required? You know, and in a lot of cases, people tend to point to university or college academic achievements as attaining or achieving what is required for the productive economy or for the work environment. But we have learned and we know for a fact that it is more than academic achievements, which are critical and fundamental to building out some of these skill sets that are required. From my perspective, I'm going to approach it from, I think there needs to be a more in-depth look culturally, how we've actually been raised and built as a nation or as a Caribbean environment with regard to productivity. So for example, you know, being busy or keeping employed or being employed doesn't necessarily mean that you're productive, right? We need to ensure that our people understand what productivity means and how we actually build a productive economy. I think that is one of the challenges we have. Do our people really understand how we can translate learning into earnings? And that is one of the puzzles we need to solve.
I want to agree directly with Paul here. I think that having a productive society is going to be critical and important. And I think, you know, it's not just the formal degree. When we take the degree, we're talking about whether it's bachelor's or master's degree, but we have to advocate for lifelong learning because they need to be constant skill development and building that capacity. So I agree with what Paul is saying, because we don't keep that relevance if our employees are not constantly engaging in lifelong learning, learning new skills, learning new capabilities. Then, you know, when it comes to the sustainability of the business itself, you know, that becomes an issue. But then it comes down to when we think about productivity, who the responsibility is on for training and learning and development. And I want to say that employees must see that as part of their own remit and their own personal development and the organization. So it must be reciprocal in terms of how we move forward. And let me, Paul, mention culture, because that is a cultural shift where we have to get in the mindsets of persons that their skill development, the way they think about their day-to-day activity, the way they think about their own improvement, and how that translates into the organization being able to learn, develop, and manage the knowledge of the organization is critical. We need now to change that mindset, change that cultural orientation towards how we can become more productive in our sectors.
Okay, well, let me just jump in here because we're talking about looking back at this whole cultural shift. There was a point where academics and academia was the most important thing. It was about, let's just be real, where you went to school, how many certificates you had when you left school, and whether you went on to get a degree, a master's, your doctorate. And now you're saying that there is, it's still important, but there's a shift towards skills and growing those skills and developing those skills. At what point, even if you can't say a direct time, but when did this shift start to happen and the business community start to recognize, you know, it's not just about academia, we have to get people to work on skills and improving skills in order to really benefit businesses and themselves and the economy as a whole?
Okay, so what I will say is that, you know, first, within the degree programs, there are skills and competencies that that person should be graduating from their degree program with. I mean, map as a business school and ensure that we work collaboratively with the private sector. And in this case, we do have a relationship that we would have signed to formalize this in September 2022 with the Chamber of Commerce, which speaks to how we, you know, build that capacity, look for what are the needs within industry, and then how we can then build those into our programs, because we have to constantly be developing our programs. But what is the next step? When a person finishes the degree, because it comes to end, right? 3 years, 2 years, and so on. Learning doesn't stop there. And because, you know, what we're saying is that the skills and competencies that are needed to always take the business forward in a new landscape are always emerging. You know, new frameworks, new ways of doing things are always emerging, which means that persons must stay current. You asked when we saw that shift. I think the shift had started, you know, I would say fundamentally 10 years ago. The campus, and then more so, you start to see a shift towards that, I would say, from around 2015 or so. And we here in the school, or we here on the campus, took a direction at that point in time to bring on board and to really institutionalize what we have here as our Lifelong Learning Center. Because we saw that shift worldwide. We saw how that constant need for developing of skills, regardless of the profession, regardless of the industry that persons were entering into. So it's not that degrees are relevant. The degrees get you there. They're important skills and competencies that you learn in your degree programs. But when you get to the workplace now, and because of that constant change, there are other things. There are other things that you need to learn. There are other areas and there are other competencies that you might need to develop. And some of these are very specific to that organization, very specific to that industry. Their professional kind of development that persons need in order to stay relevant. I think the word I'm going to use, relevance, does it. Being relevant to the day-to-day activities of the organization. So both are important, but more and more persons need to be looking for those development opportunities in the particular areas that are being on offer when you're in a job. What will make me do this job better? What type of training will allow me to do this job better? Not just do the job better, because you have to think now. And I'm going to come at the whole cultural thing. You have to think now from a strategic perspective, because always evolving, because you have to think, and I believe that organizations should not only hire a person for one job, but we should hire persons in terms of looking at how that person will be able to contribute to the organization's overall productivity and performance in the long run. So think about development. Think about lifelong learning. You have to get people to start thinking, well, what is my transition? Where do I want to go? You know, it is about moving from job security. I might get some lashes for this. It is about moving from job security to emerging into the fact of how I as a person can be relevant to my job. You know, one time we had a person who would look at CV to see if the person was in that job and stay at that organization. They were loyal in that organization for about 10 years, whatever. But now you're looking at what is the experience that this person has gained over a period of time. And I think that shift has occurred. So it's about getting people with that mindset. It's not about going and trying to stay stagnant, but it's about growth, because the organization has to grow.
All righty. I'm definitely going to go back to that one, because it keeps coming back to our traditional mindset as opposed to what's happening in the world today with skills and trying to improve and be better employees. But I want to ask about our education system and what you believe or what is being offered in order to support a truly global way of learning and thinking for all, from that child who's entering school to someone who's already in the workforce, and, you know, the tertiary student, what?
Carol, I'm going to start and then I'll ask Dion, who is probably better equipped than me to speak on the educational aspect. From a business perspective, and I want to go to the fundamentals. And to me, I'm going back to cultural. If you look at our children, let's start with our children. We're talking about building out a more productive economy. It can only just start and be focused on young adults, those of us already in the workforce or in the economic space. It has to start with our children. And learning starts in the home or in the community. There are successful businesses in Barbados, born and developed from families, and we know some of them, where families actually, the entire family cycle and circle actually have developed a business or businesses over a sustained period where you can see grandfather, father, children, and probably even grands involved and continue in the business. So I think from an educational perspective, the academics are fine and good, but we should actually be moving towards an environment or a mindset shift within Barbados and the Caribbean where families take on the responsibility of actually helping their children and everyone within the family circle actually think more entrepreneurial, one, and two, undertaking a responsibility to become a productive member or productive family of society. I think if we can get that mind shift within our communities, within our families, it's going to make a big difference in Barbados and the Caribbean. We have to move away from, and Dion actually touched on it, even if you become an employee, don't necessarily see yourself as an employee looking to receive, but how much can I give to actually move this business forward and not necessarily looking for a placement within a company and expecting to stay there from 20 to 60 or 65. It is how productive can I be on the journey and pursuit of my goals while in partnership with an employer, because entrepreneurship is just not those who seek to set up their own businesses or corporations, irrespective of what construct that undertakes, but it is also those of us who work with companies. We too need an entrepreneurial mindset in that what talents, what value can I bring to actually help the organization achieve its full potential and its goals and objectives? Because I can tell you, there's a lot of untapped potential that can actually boost productivity in Barbados. Mm-hmm. But there are a number of things we need to work on. I mean, at speed lightning, try and work on so that we can actually see the benefit of them, right? So that is one of the things I would like to share within this discussion.
I think Paul really touched on where I wanted to go there. And it comes back from that entrepreneurial mindset. I think Paul is quite right, because the whole notion of corporate entrepreneurship and the recognition that organizations, you know, when they're innovative and we're being creative, it's because we have persons who have that entrepreneurial mindset to develop products and services. And it's not just developing products and services, but it's also improving processes, right? So you want persons coming in with the organization with the understanding that I am coming and I can bring that level of agility. You ask if it needs to be sort of built into our education system. I'm going to say yes, it needs to be built into our education system. You know, we need to look at how we can build creative thinking in our system at all levels. You know, so by the time the person gets to the university, they already have that creative thinking skill that we can now take in university and further develop and mature, right? And then work with our private sector partners as we place students, whether it be for client projects, internships, or whatever, to help nurture them in the real world in terms of nurturing the skill further. But we need to start at all levels. I take it further. What may also be needed, because you're talking about the skills for the future, and you're talking about what do we have and what do we need to improve the Barbadian or business landscape here, we may need to have consultations where we do a significant HR audit to determine what are the skills necessary for the business landscape and then what will be needed in the curriculum at all levels in order to ensure that we are going to produce these persons that are going to take us forward in the next 5-10 years. And I think that is the sort of collaborative effort that is going to be needed between the education system, the private sector, the public sector, to determine what are those competencies that are going to be needed to improve industry and the business landscape. But fundamentally, we need to be thinking about doing this at all levels, at all levels. We can't wait till persons get to university and then try to shape them. We have to start shaping them from primary and bringing those persons up and see what are the skills necessary for the various levels.
All righty. And Dr. Greenidge, I'm going to, at some point during our discussion, ask about the UE School of Business and what you offer and how that connection between the School of Business and the BCCI will kind of push us forward as a nation. But I wanted to ask this question, and I'm going to throw this out to Paul. Now, in reality, someone mentioned that this shift began or was really noticeable probably about 10 years ago. Obviously, it's something that we've been moving towards. But in the meantime, we have people who are part of the current workforce in their pre-retirement or in their 50s or 40s. How can we avoid throwing out the proverbial baby with the bathwater situation, meaning that balance between part of the current more mature, I want to use that word, workforce, and those who were actually born into this generation of technology, the new skills era?
Carol, very good question. And I agree with you. We have a current labor force, and we have a responsibility in terms of employers, and businesses have a responsibility to actually facilitate and provide the environment for the retooling and upgrading of their skills in order to improve their ability to be more productive or to be productive within this era that we are in. So I think from the perspective of business, I would say most companies tend to have a human resource function, right? And labor also have a part to play because we actually live and operate in a unionized environment within Barbados, right? So I think labor and the human resource function and the leadership of companies need to actually develop programs. That is why I'm happy that we have Dr. Dion Greenidge here from the Southcourt Kayville Business School, because he would have said in his earlier comments, we need to partner with the academic institutions, the Ministry of Education, and so forth, to actually build programs. They need to know what is required within the business environment and work with us on building programs to actually enhance and retool our people. So baby boomers versus millennials versus Gen XYZ, I get confused with this sometimes. They all speak different languages. The approach to life is different. They interact differently. They have evolved socially in a different way, right? When we talk about engaging in the productive economic space, these have implications for each of these various generations. And with a deep understanding of how they evolve, we need to actually build programs that would allow them to be the best they can be within the environment. So the whole idea, and I'm going to use myself as an example, right? I always saw life and work as a continuum, in that you never settle because the pace of change is so rapid, certainly within my lifespan, that what was relevant in the last 5 years or the last 10 years is no longer relevant. It can't take you forward. So you should always retool. And companies have a responsibility to build programs and partner with institutions to actually provide the opportunity for those who need to improve, upskill, and retool to actually do that so that they can also contribute and feed part of the new economic space.
Dr. Greenidge, I wanted now to look at the UWI School of Business and the BCCI and working together. What's going on where the School of Business and helping companies get up to mark and achieve what they want from their employees in order to do good business?
Okay, so what I've said earlier, the BCCI, the Chamber, and the School of Business, formally, so this is not something that we only started in September last year, but formally signed our memorandum of understanding in terms of how we will work together. to bring about a sustainable and a resilient business landscape in Barbados. And what does that mean? That means that we are going to be looking at how we can go about capacity building for organizations and their members, and looking at training development, but from a competency perspective, because we're not just training from the perspective that persons come and sit down and they get an understanding or awareness, but we're looking at building competencies and skills, and so that those are transferable. You go back to the organization, then you're able to contribute to the organization's overall processes and performance. So we're going to be identifying what are those skills that are necessary, and we're going to be doing that through our services, whether that be our research services to determine what are the training needs, what are the real needs that are out there. And then what we do is offer customized programming. So what is customized programming? We are able then to see, because every organization, there's going to be some difference. There's some level of unique approach to a framework or so on, that is in industries. So something we need to, although we need to build in to what we are doing. So for example, we may be looking at building managerial competence. But for some industries, persons may be required to have a particular competency in order to perform in that particular industry. In another industry, they may be required to have a particular competency. So it's about ensuring that we are able to customize our programming. And we here in the Sagicor School of Business and Management do have the level of expertise on our network, which is regional and global, and to ensure that we are able to transform organizations. You would have seen in recent times, we have really expanded our executive education program, our professional development programs, to ensure that we can constantly aid organizations. So when we speak with our partner at the BCCI, we speak with our partners in industry, we understand what they need, then we ensure that we're able to develop the kind of programming that can build those skills and those competencies, sharp programming, because as we said, you know, we have our degree programs, and our degree programs are important, our MBA and so on, but the sharp programming is what now we are focusing on, getting that professional development, executive education there, so that businesses can become more resilient and be able to respond. What that means long-term is that we're going to continue to meet, so you're going to see continuous improvement, continuous innovation in the programming, because we're going to be looking to be relevant. And that is the relationship between us, the chamber, and industry. And I know Paul is about to jump in there.
I'm going to jump in, Paul, because we're going to run out of time shortly.
Okay.
So I want to ask you this. What are today's companies and employers looking for when recruiting potential team members? Because this falls right there. What are you looking for?
So I think we're looking for several things. But from a skill set, soft skills are critical because they do impact on the customer experience and company performance in terms of competitive advantage, improving efficiency, and building a culture that's collaborative and innovative, right? So soft skills that we hear a lot about in terms of interpersonal skills, communication skills, social intelligence, and some non-cognitive skills. You hear a lot about emotional intelligence and so forth. Companies are also looking for critical thinkers, problem solvers, creativity, and innovative skill sets. From a digital perspective, digital literacy is a must as it relates to how information is managed and analyzed. Media and technological literacy is also critical. And then from a life perspective, because everyone should have life skills in terms of the ability to be adaptable, flexible, accountable, be able to use their initiative and to self-direct. So these are some of the basic skill sets from a soft skill perspective, in addition to the academic training and development that is also required. I would say more importantly, though, or just as important, is the whole question around leaders. Companies are led by people, and therefore, at every level of leadership, from supervisor up, we need leaders who are engaged to the point that they understand the connection between productivity, profitability, and the experience of those they lead, which we call employees, right? Because there's a direct link. And if people don't know how to lead, or if they don't lead well, there will be a cost to the organization in terms of absenteeism and turnover and so forth. So there are a lot of linkages between labor, but also leadership as it relates to how people are led. And that is a critical component. And that is where the university, the KFS School of Business, can help us as well in terms of the industry.
And that was part one of 21st century skill building for a more productive economy in today's Let's Talk Business with the BCCI.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.